We are back courtside. Coach Kevin Stallings joins us here. And boy, some days they just kind of get away early. Kevin, what happened there early on?
Well, Joe, we missed a lot of easy shots, and then our transition defense was really non-existent. So we would miss a pretty easy look, and then they would come down and get a layup, and we would miss free throws, and they'd come down and get an open shot. So it was problems for us on both ends, and very poor performance. A team that apparently was not – that I did not have ready to play. And so it was a collective disaster. We weren't very good on offense. We weren't very good on defense, and we certainly weren't very good on the boards. And we you know, they were more aggressive and more physical and faster and everything to the ball than we were. Like I said, it was just a complete disappointment in every respect.
You had talked about how you felt a key was the 4 and 5 spots and the physicality and all that, and it was apparent early on that Florida was ready for that challenge today, weren't they?
Well, they completely outplayed us at those spots, but they outplayed us at the other spots too. So again, there was not one aspect of the game that we played and competed well enough. You know, we had one bright spot, that was Andre Walker. He came in and played hard, especially in the first half, and competed, made some plays. But a very disappointing effort and a very disappointing performance by all of us.
How much, you know, Shane gets 7 points, didn't get that many looks. How much of that was credited to Florida? Is it with their zone getting out, not giving him a lot of opportunities?
Well, I think that it had to do a lot with their defense. They were extended and got to him, and we weren't patient enough to find him, and then he was hesitant to pull the trigger a few times, and so it was a collective effort too, and we thought we would get really good shots against them. We didn't get great shots. We got some great ones, and those we seemed to struggle with. But again, you know, when it gets 36-9, then now it's harder to make a shot. Then it's harder to stay concentrated and focused, game got away from us early, and we were never able to get back in it.
What are you looking for in a situation like that? Are you looking at guys and watching individuals and situations when a game is kind of snowballed that way?
Well, I'm looking for our big guys to play better. You know, I'm just looking for our big guys to play a little more aggressively and a little more efficiently. And today it was all four of them. Darshawn has kind of been a bright spot lately, and today he wasn't what he's been, and the other three were not of the caliber in any way, shape, or form that it takes to win a game like this, and we've got to help them get better. It's not like our perimeter guys were stellar either, but our big guys have to set the tone for us a little bit, and they haven't done it.
Well, no time to dwell on it. It's back on the road again to Oxford. That's another tough place to play in a good basketball team, isn't it?
Very good team, very well coached. But at this point, Joe, and we got to keep the big picture in mind here. We're 17-3. It's not like, you know, this thing's going somewhere in a handbasket. But we've just got to play better. We've got to get AJ playing better, and we've got to get Ross playing better, and we have to be more efficient and better defensively, and that's my responsibility. It's my job to get those guys going, and I'm obviously not hitting the right buttons right now, especially when we go on the road.
Thanks a lot.
All righty.